Welcome to Think and Act Locally. Today we're exploring an idea that's, you know, happening all around us in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena. Yeah, and often without us even noticing, the powerful connection between recreation and education.
It's a concept that sounds so formal.
Yeah.
But it's something we've all experienced. I mean, think back to playing on a Little League team or joining a summer art class. You were having fun,
right?
But you were also learning. That's the real core of education through recreation.
Exactly. It's all about intentionally using enjoyable activities to build crucial life skills.
Okay.
Like when a kid joins a youth basketball program, you know, the ones at Pasadena's community centers, they aren't just learning to shoot hoops. They're learning about persistence,
yeah,
teamwork, and how to communicate under pressure.
And it's definitely not just sports. I saw that Deer Park's Parks and Rec offers camps with arts and performance.
Oh, cool.
That's where kids are developing creativity and self-confidence. They're problem-solving, expressing themselves, all in a really low-stakes, supportive environment.
Yeah.
The fun of the activity is what opens that door to the learning.
That brings us to why this is so, so important for our communities. I mean, these programs are just engines for personal growth.
Right.
The skills you gain, leadership, resilience, social awareness, they aren't just soft skills, they're life skills. They contribute to better mental health, reduced stress, and just a stronger sense of self.
And there's a ripple effect on the community itself.
Yeah.
When you take your family to an event in La Porte or just spend an afternoon at one of our local parks, you're not just passing time. You are building connections.
Totally.
You meet other families, you strengthen those neighborhood bonds, and you contribute to a sense of shared identity and pride in our area.
That's the act locally part. These programs turn public spaces into these vibrant hubs of learning and connection.
Right.
It's what transforms a collection of houses into a real community. And hey, the best part is how accessible it all is.
Oh, yeah?
I noticed Pasadena's centers, they really emphasize that their programs are free to register for. Emphatic. That removes a huge barrier for families.
Okay. So the practical step for our listeners is to just reframe how you see our local parks and recreation departments.
Okay.
They are not just maintaining fields and pools. They are community educators. Go to your city's website, Deer Park, La Porte, or Pasadena, and just, you know, browse the Parks and Rec section.
Right.
Look at the programs not just as activities, but as genuine opportunities.
It's a chance to learn something new about yourself or for your kids to build character.
Yeah.
All while having a great time. It's one of the most direct ways to invest in the well-being of our own families and the health of our community.
It truly is. We'd encourage everyone to explore what's available right in your backyard.
For sure.
And if you find our show valuable, you can help us continue this work by visiting thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about.
Okay.
The next time you visit a local park or community center, what hidden learning opportunities can you see happening all around you?